Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
You wake up, you have this epiphany. You know what? I've been relaxed on my goals and on my dreams. I'm doing something I don't really, you know, stuff that I know I should be doing. It's time for me to focus on myself and to delete all these distractions. Bet. So day one, you feel good about yourself. You're like, yeah, I'm blocking this dude. I'm a chill on drinking. I'm a cut back on sweets. You know, when I get home, I'm going to turn off the TV at 7:30 and I'm going to read my Bible and I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. And then Tuesday, you still excited. And then Wednesday, you like, dang, I'm a little tired, but I'm doing it. And then Thursday, you like, man, I ain't seen no results yet. Like, this ain't working. Yo, party people, it is Ashley of SingleWomanChronicles.com, where I provide a safe space for single women to heal, grow, and thrive. And today's episode is all about focusing on yourself and eliminating distractions, okay? Listen, her got a song called Focus, and it say focus on me. I sing it, but y'all probably turn it off, okay? So before I jump into it, I just wanted to get into my skin. It is glowing. It is glowing. Ignore that pimple, but it is glowing. The reason being is I just came from K-Skin Korean Express Facials in Atlanta. It's actually not in Atlanta, but if you live in Atlanta, it is in Sandy Springs, off Roswell Road, you know, all that little popping area over there. But basically, they just opened up in like January. And they have great Korean skincare and facials. And it's so affordable, y'all. Like, for real, for real. You can get a facial, like a 15-minute facial for like $30, okay? $30. Never heard of, okay? Because usually these facials start at $100, okay? They already have a $109 monthly membership that'll get you unlimited facials. Like, for what you pay for one. And y'all see how my skin glowing. Okay, they did some extractions. And I looked at that junk and was like, whoa, look at these extractions. Like, what was in my face? Our face low-key be dirty. Like, what we got going on? But it makes sense because when we outside, the air hitting it, wind hitting it, all this stuff. We don't know what's a debris. We don't know what's going on. But check them out if you are in the Atlanta area. Tell them Ashley from Single Woman Chronicles referred you and told you about it, all about it. So, yeah, it definitely is something I will be doing again. Y'all gonna see me. Prepare to be sick of me. So, yeah. Today, I want to talk about focusing on yourself. We are in a very ghetto time in America. Very ghetto time. Very uncertain time. So you can kind of get this emotional feeling of like, bro, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Like, I'm just like, what's going on? So like that feeling of uncertainty, if y'all anything like me, it starts to make y'all think, it's time for me to accomplish goals. It's time for something to change. Something got to change. Something got to give. Something got to happen, right? So when you get in that emotion, you have to learn how to shift, transition, pivot, okay? I'm not talking about pivoting today, but a pivot could be you shifting to focusing on yourself, okay? So a lot of single women watch me, but I know also I get some women in relationships, married women, and I know you might be thinking, how a person in a relationship or married person can focus on themselves? It can happen. It's really about shifting priorities and just learning to balance it all out, right? But mostly the reason I want to talk about focusing on yourself is, honestly, focusing on yourself is not what people think it is. People think focusing on yourself is easy, that it feels good, that it is like, oh my God, finally I get to focus on me, all the love and care that I give to others, it's going to be for myself. Let me tell you something. First of all, if you're not used to focusing on yourself, it's first thing going to be, it's uncomfortable. You're going to feel very uncomfortable. Secondly, you're probably going to feel guilty. Third, you're probably going to feel like quitting immediately. You're going to be like, you know what? This is dumb. Fourth, sometimes it can feel lonely. It's like a lot of emotions come with focusing on yourself and eliminating distractions, because people think distractions are a bad thing. They think distractions are these things that are unwanted. No, most distractions are fun. You know, dating can be a distraction in your life if you are trying to heal. Drinking and partying all the time could be a distraction in your life if you're trying to focus on your goals and accomplish things and lose weight. Sleeping too long can be a distraction if you know that you got stuff to do when you've been procrastinating. Understand that distractions are fun, okay? So you have to develop a level of discipline when you learn to focus on yourself. My throat, y'all, I'm sorry. It's smoky in here. Anyway, so I think the first thing you have to do when it comes to focusing on yourself is understand what your why is. Why are you doing this? Why are you shifting? So at the beginning of the year, I did Dry January. In Dry January, I felt God was speaking to me a lot. And right before then, I mentioned it before, but God told me, like, you're going to take a 6-month hiatus from dating. Now, that don't make no sense to me, because 6 months, no dating at 35, like, what? Why would I do that? That what? God, are you sure? Do you know who you're talking to? Are you sure? And he confirmed it when I went on it. I was supposed to go on a date on January the 1st. And the guy canceled the date on January the 1st. And I've never heard from that man again. Okay. Sorry to this man. I don't know. But God, like, he makes it very plain if you ask him to make it very plain. So that was kind of a shocker. And then second, when I started Dry January, it became Dry February, and now we're going into Dry March. And God was like, yeah, you're going to have to cut back on this drinking, because all this drunkenness is going to have to stop. You're a drunkard and you're going to have to chill. And I'm just like, clutch pearls. That's insane. But when I really sat down, I was grieved in my spirit, because I'm like, dang, you really do be wilding out. You really do need to chill. You really can drink way less. Like, you really be wilding. So this is a focus on me moment. And when I really take inventory over everything, I feel like, although my life, I felt stuck for years. I have a few podcasts about it, but I felt stuck for years. Like, I felt stuck in my finances. I felt like I was only making enough to get by, like, to the point where, like, I couldn't afford to do nothing fun, go out to eat, nothing. I was just enough to pay the bills and to eat, and that was it. Okay, even my poor dog was suffering. Because take you to the vet, I don't know what to tell you. We're going to have to figure this out naturally. I don't know. I was stuck in my apartment complex. I had been in my apartment complex for freaking 10 years, y'all. 10 years trying to move. Just couldn't afford to move. Then it just started getting real ghetto. I've told y'all, literally, I need to write that. I keep telling myself I need to write that review, because they deserve it. I'm talking 3 police standoffs, somebody stole a package from me, domestic violence everywhere, somebody got stabbed or killed right before I left in the area I was in. Like, it was insane. And this was in a nice part of town. It was in Smyrna, Georgia. If you know, you'd be like, Smyrna, really? I thought you was in Bankhead. No, I was in Smyrna. Insane. And then career-wise, I just felt like everything I was trying, it just wasn't working. And so finally last year, I moved out of my apartment into a new apartment that I love. And then I ended up going back to a 9-to-5 after being self-employed for over 7 years. And stuff started to shift, but I still feel like I'm like, the goal is right here. And I'm like, right here. And I had to ask myself, like, what am I doing? And if I'm being honest, I had kind of gotten lax because I was exhausted. Really? No, let me take it back. I had relaxed on pursuing my goals, because when you go through a season of just being stuck and then you come into a little bit more money, you move out, you're going to have a season where you turning up. Like, last year I was outside. Like, I'm going to concerts, wine festivals, I'm traveling, I'm having fun. because I had this long season where I really was limited in what I could do. So now I'm in this season where, all right, I did that last year. Now I really want to reach my goals. So how do I reach my goals? I have to focus again. I have to focus back on myself and on my goals and delete distractions. And God has obviously said, my distraction is dating and my distraction is drinking too much. So I have been in another level of discipline. Now, another thing you must understand when you're focusing on yourself is you have to develop very strong discipline. Like, discipline is your ability, it's really self-control, your ability to persist, your ability to be consistent, your ability to fight through feelings, because you're never going to feel like it. Okay. I never feel like waking up at 5:10 in the morning to, yes, my alarm said at 5:10 and 5:15 to get up and go to the gym. I don't want to do that before work. I'd much rather sleep longer, but I do it because I know if I don't work out, I'll get fat. I never want to, many days I don't want to record this podcast, I'm being honest with you, but it's like, you have to just do it. Like, I don't want to go to work. I just got to do it. So it's a level of discipline you have to come to. And for me, discipline did not happen overnight. Discipline has been a year, like years journey of like me learning to do it and fight in spite of me feeling like it. I'm really going to do it, especially when I feel like it. Like, think about, have you ever been to church on a day when you really didn't want to go? Like, you did not want to go. You was dragging. You went back and forth with yourself. You was like, you know what? I ain't going to go today. I'm going to just watch it online. I don't really feel like it. But then you go and it's like one of the most amazing church experiences you've ever had. Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's like you have to force yourself, even though you don't feel like it. But typically your breakthrough is right on the other side of discipline because you did something you didn't feel like doing. Because being consistent, honestly, the root of it is discipline. And focusing on yourself, you're going to need that discipline. Because I'm going to tell you how this is going to go. You wake up. You have this epiphany. You know what? I've been relaxed on my goals and on my dreams. I'm doing something I don't really, you know, stuff that I know I should be doing. It's time for me to focus on myself and to delete all these distractions. Bet. So day one, you feel good about yourself. You're like, yeah, I'm blocking this dude. I'm a chill on drinking. I'm a cut back on sweets. I'm a, you know, when I get home, I'm a turn off the TV at 7:30 and I'm a read my Bible and I'm a do X, Y, and Z. And then Tuesday, you still excited. And then Wednesday, you like, dang, I'm a little tired, but I'm doing it. And then Thursday, you like, man, I ain't seen no results yet. Like, this ain't working. By Friday, you're like, man, you know what? I read the Bible in the morning. I don't necessarily have to read it at night. And then Saturday, somebody invites you to brunch. You're like, dang, they got a little chicken and waffles. I can go out of brunch. And they got a mimosa. That sounds good. And by Sunday, you're like, you know what? The Lord know my heart. How many of y'all, that's your journey? That's your journey. That is your focus on yourself journey. It's real, because when change is not easy, change is not easy. And typically when you want change physically around you, circumstantially, you have to change internally first. And for me, I know the two reasons God told me to stop drinking and to go on a hiatus from dating for 6 months was because they were both distractions. So number one, dating wasn't a distraction for what you think it was a distraction for, okay? It wasn't that I was getting off track when it came to dating in a way where like, oh, I would skip out on doing things I was responsible or supposed to be doing and go on a date. No, here's my issue. Issue was, I kept entertaining buffoonery, okay? And so in my entertaining buffoonery, and when I say buffoonery, like, I would entertain men who I knew from day one wasn't going to be about nothing. But because I was in this space where I just really wanted that companionship, because you get tired of waiting for the one, I was just like, I'll do it. I'll do it for the plot. And really, I was doing it for the companionship. So I would entertain these guys, and then they would end up disappointing me. Now, in those disappointments, disappointment causes emotions and stress that you don't need, especially creatively. Like, creatively, you need to be on an even keel. So after going through disappointment from these fools back to back to back last year, God was like, you need a break, because obviously your picking skills are off, because obviously you tired of waiting on me and you're not focused on me and you really not doing what you need to do. So let me just take you up out the game for these 6 months, because you tripping, sis, because all of that energy you wasting like crying over these fools. I really weren't crying a lot, but being frustrated, being stressed out, and it puts you in a space of non-creativity, and like you have to force content and you have to force ideas because you emotionally unstable. Yeah, nah, we ain't doing that. That's a distraction. Then let's go to drinking. So with drinking, I would go out, get drunk, have these hangovers, waste money, mad money, have these hangovers. And then it was times where at night, guys, like, I need you to talk to me. I can't talk to him because I'm drunk. I've been drinking. Now, you can pray in any time. You can pray even when you're drunk. Like, God can hear you, but can you hear him in those moments? You know what I mean? Can you fully hear him and grasp it? So that was also a distraction, because he's like, you're doing too much. I have things I want to deliver to you, but I can't because you're drinking too much. You're doing too much. I need you to chill. So I had to cut back and focus on myself. Now, I'm not going to lie, it was begrudging. I did this begrudgingly because I didn't want to stop dating. I really didn't. I didn't want to like slack up on drinking, but I knew that it was what's best for me because, again, my goals are here. I'm like right here. In order to get to that little bit, it's always harder. I mean, it's always the hardest when you're almost there. It's always the hardest when you're almost there. And I don't know what it is, because think about it. Them last 3 minutes on the treadmill, you've been on that treadmill for 27 minutes, and it's 3 minutes left. You almost at the finish line, but now you feel like you're about to die. Now you huffing and puffing, and you about to pass out. So you have to understand that you, like, focusing on yourself is going to cause you to be uncomfortable, and it's going to feel sucky, but you just got to keep going and stick close to your why. You got to stick close to your why. Number two, you have to understand, what are your biggest distractions? Because in order to eliminate distractions, you got to understand and identify the distractions. So what is it for you? You know, it's a distraction when it's taking you away from what you're actually trying to do. Right. So, for example, going back to dating with me, if I know I want a relationship that leads to marriage, why would I be dating men who I would not marry? Does that make sense? That is taking me away from my goals. Another thing, if you know that you want to start a business, and in order to start this business, you need $5,000. Why would you be going on trips that cost $2,000, $3,000, when you could be saving that money up to go towards it? That's how you understand distractions and how you need to eliminate them. Number three, you have to understand what comes with this. You are not going to feel like it 90% of the time, but you have to do it. One tip I would say is, like, not to try to do everything at once. Some people, now me, because I have the level of discipline that I have, cutting out drinking and cutting out dating, I can do both because I built that muscle. I built it through celibacy for so many years, child. I built it through working out, fitness, and just through life. So I understand those are my limits. That may not be your limits. So start with one thing. What is one distraction you can eliminate that'll help you more so focus on what you need to do? Okay. And the next thing is, you need to strategize. What can you replace with those things? Okay. For me, what I replaced with those nights of like drunkenness, I get to read my Bible every night. I get to relax and like not have to wake up hungover, and I can wake up earlier to do other things. When it comes to dating, emotionally, I'm not torn. I'm not exhausted. So I can put that energy into content. So you have to figure out, like, what is the goal and what am I trying to do with it? How am I going to move forward? Okay. That is how you do it. Okay. Now, I already told y'all, if you already feeling stuck and you feel like you right here, your goal is right here, or maybe you back here and your goal is right here, but you know you need to focus in on yourself. I've already created the guide for you. Get Unstuck When Life Sucks, a 30-day self-help journal with journal prompts, okay? This thing gonna tell you exactly what you need to do. The opening page, honey, one of the biggest things I had to realize when I got out of like the 10 years of living in an apartment, overcoming certain things emotionally and like financially, career-wise, is I had to become a better version of myself. I had to become a better version of Ashley in order to reach the new goals that I wanted to reach. And that came with a stretch. So my day two is expect to stretch. Okay. It says, in 2019, I went through a depression. I was angry at God and full-blown disappointed in life itself. I was cynical. I only wanted to complain about my life and how it sucked and how everyone should feel sorry for me. At the end of 2019, I finally decided to pray instead of complaining to God. The answer I received from him was stretch. I heard it, but I wasn't in the mental or emotional space to take actions. So I just let it sit in my brain. Going into 2020, I continue to feel pressure to stretch, but still I didn't feel like it. So I didn't move on. I didn't begin to prepare to stretch into 2022. According to Google, to stretch is to be capable of being longer and wider without breaking. So when stretching, you're going past your comfort zone to go longer and wider. For me, stretching was praising more and complaining less. Even when I felt I had a reason to complain, I was writing more blogs and creating more book ideas, even though I thought God had failed me in the past. It was extending past my understanding and into a place of determination that I will keep going no matter the circumstances or emotions. I'm going to say this one more time in this journal more than once. I'm going to say this more than once in this journal. If you don't get anything else, you have to understand this. You cannot reach your next stage in life with the same intensity and focus you have now. You have to stretch beyond who you are and what you are doing to make it happen. It is uncomfortable. It may be even be unfair because some people don't have to go this hard. I swear they don't. Ooh. Their life isn't your life though. Focus on your focus because you are all that matters. Stretching isn't a punishment. It's for elevation. You can do this. That is day two of the journal. You can get a physical copy on Amazon. You can get the ebook right now. The link is below. Y'all get into it. Because if you know that you really need to focus on yourself outside of what I'm telling y'all to do, this is going to give you step-by-step instructions every single day for 30 days. Okay? Get into it. All right, y'all. That's all I got for today. Until next time, bye.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.